Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop.
Yep.
We'll talk to John Kincaid coming up at 9:20. He hosts a show on The Fan in Atlanta. How are the Braves doing this season?
I 7-3, homie. Just swept the Mets. Won five straight.
The standings, because it's like so wacky right now with some teams that have played more games than others. And part of me, you know, we were talking about before, if you're into sports as much as you were beforehand, like Major League Baseball's 16 teams are getting in now. So sub 500 teams are likely to get in the playoffs.
I don't hate that anyway. It's a different year. It's only for this year. Yeah.
But it makes it, you know, there's less urgency for teams that can now get into the playoffs.
Okay. That's fine. But, you know, teams are still trying to win now. Yankees never lose. I mean, they're loaded. Twins never lose. Braves are hot.
Valdez's Orioles are 5-3. Look at
Valdez
that.
Valdez is all happy because they're 5-3.
I get it sized a little bit.
Nationals never play.
Nats never play.
Marlins haven't played since last year. Phillies haven't played since last year, but who knows.
What a time to be alive.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to mention because the Jeff Montrose and the good people over at TPC – a Potomac club at Avenel Farm, good friends of ours. Valdez and I play golf over there all the time.
Uh-huh.
And they had one of their, I guess they had the club championship over there, but the Beeman Cup, the 2020 Beeman Cup.
And the Steamin' Willie Beeman Cup?
Steamin' Beeman Cup. Benton Weinberg won it. He's a Iowa Hawk guy. He shot 68-72. He finished first. And then Peter DeGroot, who went to Georgetown, shot 70-72. He finished second. So congrats
is this a
to
club championship. You're not talking club championship shout out.
Well, just because they're good guys, I know a couple of those guys, and I just wanted to give them a little shout out. Why do you guys always have to Joan on the
it's
shout out
funny.
Portion?
Yeah,
I
seriously,
I endorse said shout out.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, Drab has been very annoying lately, trying to glom on to free golf.
Oh, he has.
Speaking of Avenel. Drab's been asking me every single segment where he can play.
Drab's been bitten by the golf bug. Look at this.
Where'd you play on Saturday, Drab?
Well, I played on Friday night.
Okay.
Actually, don't even want to say because it was in poo-poo condition.
Well, it also monsooned.
Well, who did you play with?
I played with my boy Nick Salazar, my neighbor, and I was terrible. It was brutal, but I had a lot of fun. But not paying $50 for it looked like FedEx Field in December.
Oh, so you want to? Oh, you want to get hooked? I got you.
So yeah. So
no,
he
just want to play all the time.
Yeah,
he wants to play a lot, and he doesn't want to pay a lot for it.
He wants to pay zippy.
What's the point of you trying to play all the time before you have twins? Once you have twins, that game is over.
That's what everyone says. We'll see what happens.
So you act
like there's not dads playing golf.
There are plenty of dads playing golf.
I'm trying to give Drab my Rolodex, and then but every single place is up. Oh, well, that's too far. I don't know if I can play on that time on that day. Just it's becoming annoying.
Hey, Drab may be a natural to sport because he said he shot a 102 when he was in Outer Banks, and that's about what I shoot. And I've been playing it for a long time. What is the over-under on balls lost during a drab round?
Well, I take back everything I said. I shot a 113 and lost 100 balls.
You lost
Friday.
All the balls.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, the drab, it's okay. I have plenty of balls in my garage.
Right. No, it don't matter. I'll go back to Walmart. I'll buy that mesh bag, the hit it again balls.
Yeah.
I'll be sad.
He's buying refurbished hurt things. X out.
You can't do that. You can't drab. You can't even show
like
up at a beat up Muni with refurbished balls.
Of course you can, because no one's going to know. And I'm not buying nice balls until I stop losing them.
Well, that's not going to stop.
Okay, until I stop losing 14 balls around.
Right.
Right.
Well, if you're losing 14 balls around, I doubt you're shooting 113, but that's a different story. I played last week with Farley. Farley came out and played.
Did he run around the course, or did he walk? Did he get in a cart?
Cakes uses that same zing every single time, JP says.
It's a great zing. How's it not even run? He owns Pacers running store.
It holds up.
How am I not going to use that zing?
And he does. He also sometimes doesn't let the ball stop on a putt. So he'll putt it, and he follows it.
Oh, really? And if he knows it's going to be 10 feet past, he just picks it up? Or he just stops
it? No, when it's short and it's still moving, he'll just putt it again.
Oh, okay.
It's very impatient, apparently.
But he did the move, which I mean, you guys would look down on. He bought balls before the round because I guess he didn't have any, so he wasn't prepped.
Such a markup at the pro shop. Are you kidding?
I hope he bought three boxes.
He bought the neon color.
Oh, and Farley! You can't do that.
He must have mowed through the balls. I don't know how much he bought. Because then I looked in my bag, and I have a bunch of trash balls. I go into the woods and find them, right? I gave him four neon yellow balls, and by the end of the round, he was playing white balls, so I know he blew through them.
Here's who plays neon balls. Okay, 14-year-olds and 75-year-olds. Like, you shouldn't have neon balls in your bag, JP. Why do you have neon balls?
Because I just went in the woods, and I picked them up here and there.
Hey, he wanted some freebies.
If you're ever in a bind, dude, you used to jump off golf carts while you were driving.
And like I said,
pick up
that's
balls.
When I was 15 or 16 years old. I was a stupid kid.
Didn't you have a golf cart flip over on you?
I had the backstory is I was at Lake Arbor before it was all weeds. back in the 80s. And I was driving the golf cart on a very steep hill. And I saw a neon green ball that was up for grabs, and I hopped out of the cart while I was driving it. Cart goes over the hill, almost breaks my leg. My dad was in the cart, and he screamed at me. He was none too happy at my shenanigans.
Well, I would never jump out of a cart to get a neon ball, but I don't blame and hate on the hackers that grab the neons.
Yeah, especially if you're starting out like drab, why would you waste your money on good balls, Cakes?
You can get mediocre balls that aren't neon, that aren't pink ladies, or aren't neon green.
He said he went to Walmart.
It's popular right now. Callaway has red balls.
I could never play with those. It's just too distracting.
Popular may be a stretch.
No, it was like half the balls at the place I went were all colorful.
I haven't seen one on the course.
Well, Jason, can you get me on at Stonewall? I've heard good things.
Of course, my sister Sam Bishop is the director of golf over there. Director of sales. Nice.
Aren't you a member somewhere, Jason?
Evergreen.
Evergreen, but I'm not bringing him out there.
Next year. Next year.
Next year, all right.
Do you know what Drab said to me during the break? He goes, I kind of get why you and Jason always want to go play country clubs. After I played Friday, that poo-poo course, I have to go play on another club. I can't go back.
Right.
I would love to know. Can you put it in the Hangouts where you play?
Yeah, I'll type it in.
He's got that taste of the country club treatment.
I think I know where it is. I think I know where it is, but.
It was a marshland.
Is it near your house?
So swampy.
No, I'm not saying.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Because I might play there again soon.
You might have to go back.
I know. It's right there. I know exactly what you're talking about. I haven't played there in a while, but it used to be nice.
Anyways, golf's a lot of fun. I know it's boring to listen to people talk about it, but it's a lot of fun to play.
Oh, it's addicting. 100%. You got the addiction.
He was going, I was one over through two holes. So he was all sides.
All right.
He thought he was shooting like 79. Ball.
And please tell me you were playing the white tees.
Yes.
All right, good.
Okay, because I sent you a story for the EP. It's not really entertainment page related. It's a visual, But have you looked at the Larry Bird tomato?
I did. I saw the Larry Bird tomato
have
yesterday.
You clicked on it, Jason?
I have
it
not.
It kind of does just look like Larry Bird.
Look at this tomato. I put it in the Google Hangout. All right. We tweeted it at Junks Radio too.
I see it. Yeah, it looks just like him.
It does. It looks a lot like the Hick from French Lick.
It's a cross between Bird and Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I can see that. If it was wearing a mangled green and red sweater and had knives for a hand, it could be Freddy Krueger. That's you on that.
That is funny. I mean, he was obviously a great player, but, man, there aren't that many uglier people in the world. I'm just saying.
He was butt ugly.
I mean, he's got to be the ugliest guy in the history of the NBA besides maybe, I'm not going to say it.
You'd be bitter if somebody said you look like Larry Bird.
Yeah.
I would be
you don't
bitter.
Want that
you
comp.
You look like Larry Bird.
I want them to say
your jumper looks like him. Your jumper looks like Larry Bird.
My jumper, I don't want my face to look like
him. Anyway, I know it's a visual.
Would you take his face for his jumper?
Oh, of course you would.
100%.
Of course.
All the rings, all the cash.
You're a Hall of Fame. You're a Hoffer.
Of course. I don't care what I look like.
That's the dumbest question ever. Of course you look like Larry Bird if you had his game.
So, all right, what else you got, Cakesy?
Oh, you want me to do more EP? I do have a story. This one's for Jason.
You did a James Corden story.
I did like two stories.
Yeah. There's got to be more on it.
Gabby Union apparently can't get enough apologies from Terry Crews from America's Got Talent over the toxic workplace environment because she was on Jason's favorite podcast over the weekend, Jemele Hill is Unbothered.
Oh, yeah. I never miss it.
Jason downloads every single episode. He told me that. He told me that in the Hangout.
Subscribes, never miss it.
Cakes.
She is awesome.
So apparently she's gotten another apology from Terry Crews after calling out the AGT co-star again for his lack of support after she spoke out about her experience with racism and a toxic workplace on set. And in a nutshell, she basically said, look, Terry Crews is getting like three paychecks from NBC, so he's not trying to have those paychecks dry up. So apparently, if he apologizes to her 50 times, it's not going to be enough.
It's not enough. Right.
Every time he turns around, she's trying to get an apology out of him.
Until he
quits.
And
then he apologizes, and it's still not enough.
Right, she wants him to quit.
Here's what I care about, America's Got Talent. When is the next Max Major episode? Do we know?
It's a very good question.
It's
I would
probably
have
a couple
to look
weeks.
That up. That is not in the first two paragraphs of the story, JP. So I don't know that.
Not watch episodes with just random donks. Don't care.
No.
But if our guy Max Major's on, I'll check it out.
I'll text him and I'll find out when the next episode is.
And there's no chance you guys have heard of this guy, but one of the stars of Deadliest Catch passed away over the weekend at the age of 38.
Wow.
His name was Malin Reyes. He's been on 14 episodes of the show. He passed away of a heart attack at 38.
Mm.
And the picture in the story, Valdez, I mean, it would make his pants bulge. Now, I understand they're not blue crabs.
No.
But he is holding two of the biggest crabs I've ever seen in my life. Like, claw to claw, their wingspan is like Jason Tatum's. I mean, these things are massive.
Those are monsters. They're as big as him.
Those things are gigantic. Valdez would have a field day.
All right, coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisanos. We'll play a little Who Am I here on the Junkies. But next, we'll connect with our pal John Kincaid, co-host of the Buck and Kincaid Show on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. It's The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, one of our favorites, John Kincaid, who co-hosts Buck and Kincaid on 680 The Fan Atlanta. You can hear him on weekends on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, John?
Did I really see rings delivered to that studio a few weeks back?
Yes, you did, my
you
friend.
You did, sir, yes.
That is
well,
incredible.
Not the studio, because we haven't seen the studio in months.
Yeah.
But delivered to our homes,
somebody.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I got to tell you, that is a testament to your show. That's a testament to your guys' longevity and where you are in that market, the respect that you're shown. That's really awesome because you guys don't kiss any butt and tell it like it is and share some real talk with the fans. And it's great to see an organization recognize it, celebrate it, and enjoy it. That's awesome. Congratulations to you guys.
Thanks, man. We love the Nats. They've been nothing but awesome to us.
Correct.
There's a little butt kissing.
Well, and the Caps, by the way.
Yeah, the Caps as well.
Caps are. Wait a minute, the Caps got you rings?
Yes, we have two rings.
Oh, you guys, I swear to you, this is... Now, of course, I live in the land of no rings.
Right.
Atlanta,
right.
Georgia.
Right.
So, I mean, it's very, very different. I got to tell you this. If I had been, like, let's say I was doing radio back home in Philly, and if the Eagles had given me a Super Bowl ring, I would have wet my pants live on the air. Yeah. I would have absolutely. That is awesome. Congratulations. That's awesome, guys.
Well, hey, a lot of people are upset, John.
Oh, believe me, there's always
the
haters.
Deserving people.
Well, you guys have always reveled in upsetting people and just keeping it real and doing what you do. So embrace the hate. That's how I always say it. Embrace.
That's what we do, John. One of the topics that came up today was whether or not we're into the sports that are back, because we were clamoring for it, we were begging for it for months. You know, from March until July.
Sure.
Okay, and then JP, who, you know, he's just one guy, one opinion, and one of our producers,
yeah,
feel like, you know what, sports, it just feels so fake, and I'm not into it like I thought it would be. I'm on the opposite end of that. I love it. Now, I'm a gambler, so there's more incentive for me to watch it. But how are you feeling about it? Are you glad it's back? Does it feel the same? How are you feeling about it?
I'm so glad to be back because we are actually, with our audience, interacting on subject matters that I feel actually competent in discussing.
Right.
So in my job, I mean, we've dealt with, you know, the rioting in Atlanta, the protest marches, all the different sports not being away, all the real life issues. And honestly, and I'm just being honest with you guys, I didn't get into this business for that.
I didn't get
into this business to be discussing this because I got to tell you, I'm not an epidemiologist. And I have no clue whether, I don't want to offer an opinion on you should wear a mask, you shouldn't wear a mask, let's have that debate. I found it all very exhausting. And to me, I am fully embracing sports being back. In fact, I've had an exile from the NHL, and I used to work in the NHL. I used to work as a college kid, I started working in the NHL for Mike Keenan when he was the coach of the Philadelphia Flyers and worked for the Flyers coaching staff doing video and statistics. So I grew up around the NHL, worked in the NHL, then did 7 years of radio and TV as a broadcaster in Atlanta with the team. I miss hockey, and I find myself this all-day hockey thing has pulled me in a little bit too. So I'm fully into this. And I got to tell you, if people aren't happy at the back or they're not into it, get out of the 2020 malaise. We need to get out of the malaise. I think everybody's just been dragged down by what has been the crappiest year of our lifetime.
Yep.
But I think of the crappiest year of my father's lifetime, God rest his soul, who went to his high school graduation in 1942 and went in the World War. Then the very next day got on a bus to go to boot camp. If this is the worst thing I have to do, stay in my house, wear a mask in public, things like that, go to the Bellagio and wear a mask a couple weeks ago. If that's the worst thing I have to do in my life, I need to buck up. I need to buck up.
John, let me ask you this. Were you urged, by your bosses to, even though you didn't want to talk about it, to express your opinions on everything?
Yes, because we don't work for a radio conglomerate. So we work for a private family run Dickey Broadcasting, where the Dickey family, we work for the guy who owns the station, who runs the station, has the corner office, and he's there every day. And by the way, he's the first one in, the last one out.
Wow.
So he commands complete respect, and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and for some reason he does that. I would be on a beach.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
be lazy. I would be lazy. I would be playing golf.
And
I wouldn't
you.
Be working as hard as he does. But he always supports us, but he tells us, what you do on the air, what you say on the air, is your responsibility, and you will be held accountable if you do something that is considered reckless or otherwise that ends up, you know, reflecting bad on the brand. You know that there will be ramifications, but he never puts handcuffs on us. And I applaud that, because we're the home of the Braves. We're the official sports talk radio station of the Georgia Bulldogs. We're the flagship station for Georgia Tech Athletics. So we've got a lot of big brands that are associated with the station, and we never have the handcuffs put on us. But we are told, tread carefully, because when you do say things, you're going to be potentially held responsible for them. And in 20 years of doing Buck and Kincaid, I have maybe once or twice been spoken to, maybe once or twice about something that may have pissed off somebody like the mayor or the governor in Georgia, who have publicly feuded with me on social media and otherwise.
John, you mentioned a few minutes ago you are not a COVID-19 expert, but from following your Twitter, at John Kincaid, I know you're a Vegas
sure.
expert, and you mentioned that you were at the Bellagio. How was your trip to Vegas? How different is it, obviously, post-pandemic? Not post, we're in the middle of the pandemic, though Vegas is opening up their doors. How was the trip
sure.
out west?
We flew out. We always fly. My wife and I, we go out, and my daughter, who loves Vegas, and she's young. She's still a high school kid, and she loves going to Vegas. We go every summer in July. We celebrate our anniversary. And we flew out 2 weeks ago today, because we always, here's the insider tip, if you are so interested in the summertime, fly in Monday morning, fly out Friday afternoon. So if you're going to stay, we do four nights. So we flew in on Monday the 20th. And stayed through Friday and flew out Friday afternoon. We had a wonderful time. The only thing, you got to wear masks inside the hotel. If you are not sitting at a table, like when you're dining, when you are, you know, when you're doing something inside the hotel where you're at a private table or something, you can take the masks off. But when you're just walking around and everything, you have to have your mask on. It was not intrusive at all. The only thing I complained about, and I didn't complain about it to anybody, but just when I came home and vocalized it, was you have to wear masks in Nevada outside at the pool, which I thought was the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. My wife and I are underneath a umbrella. We are not anywhere close to any other couple, and we have to be wearing a mask underneath an umbrella outside at the pool. I thought that was pretty stupid,
yeah.
But when you're in the pool, you're fine. But I'll tell you, Vegas is open for business. Around, I would say it's probably at around 30% of normal, maybe 35. So, and I love the new stadium blackjack. I love this new stadium blackjack that they've set up. It was awesome. We had a great, great time. And they are dying for your business. So customer service is at an all-time high. And I can promise you this, my drink glass never got empty.
Uh-huh.
I never have seen so much free drinks in my life.
Right.
They are trying to booze you up. They got you there, and they want you going home for a liver transplant, because my Tangerine tonic would be like to its last sip, and there'd be another full one being put in its place.
What were the prices? What were the prices like for the rooms if you paid?
Dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Okay.
Now we do a you know, we're through M Life, and I know you guys have MGM. You go to the MGM there and have your card stuff and everything. And
yep.
We love MGM. I have not visited that property yet, and I can't wait to. I'm going to come up sometime and definitely do that,
definitely.
Maybe on one of our Philly trips.
Come to our next poker open.
See? Well,
poker
I'm not good at. I'm not really good at poker. I talk too much. I would drive everybody crazy. They'd be like, shut up. I like blackjack. I play a lot of blackjack, and I'll play for hours. And but the M Life really has some spectacular deals. If you're an M Life member right now, it is incredible. Right now in Vegas, I would tell you that we do a very nice hotel room in the Bellagio, a really, really nice one, and they're up high. And it was 45% less than the same price last year.
Wow.
So half price. And so if you've ever thought about staying in one of those really, really nice rooms that are up high, think about it, because the price, I think the hotel bill was 45% less than the year before.
What does the
awesome.
Teenage daughter do in Vegas, though, that she loves it so much?
Well, you'd have to. Olivia, my daughter, is quite an adult young lady. She's not like a little kid type of thing. She's got a rising junior. She loves shopping. Okay. She loves. She'll go to the pool. She'll Instagram whether she's doing. I don't know what she doesn't do that's not on the gram.
Right.
You know, that she's not sharing with that. She has. She's quite a little Instagram following. She's a music performer. She has actual. She's a recording artist herself, actually. She has stuff. You can go to Apple Music or iTunes, and you can say, play Olivia Kincaid. And she has her own music. Her uncle Shaq put her in the studio years ago, and she has produced her own music and records her own music and stuff like that. So she's very into that. Kids are into that. She loves the glitz and the glamour of Vegas, and she's already said she doesn't think she's ever going to be a big gambler, even though her father taught her to play blackjack from the time she was six. With her own chips, she has her own chips and everything, and her math mind is just so smart, and I've taught her all the strategies and everything like that. So we will celebrate her 21st birthday out in Vegas together, and her daddy and her are going to play cards, and it's going to be fun.
Hey, every parent should teach their kids that 4, 5, and 6 are your big bus cards in blackjack.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody should know that.
You know what's funny is that I swear to you, teaching her about stuff like that is teaching her. I'm obsessed with teaching her money management.
Yeah.
And as she now is a rising junior and she's picking what she wants to do for college, she's totally like, okay, because we've told her point blank from the time she was little. We spent a lot of money on her private school where she goes now and everything. We said, look, room and board, all your expenses, mom and dad got it in college. But that tuition bill, that's yours. You're going to have a stake in the game. Now, in Georgia, we have free college education. Because of the lottery.
Wow.
So if you carry a 325, the kids can get from a Georgia public school junior and senior year, you can get a thing called HOPE, the HOPE scholarship. And that's going to pay around 70% of your tuition bill. It doesn't cover anything else, just your tuition. But if you have if you carry a 375 or more, you can get Zell Miller, which is a free ride, complete free ride. So she's thinking about, well, she goes, man, I should maybe go get a free ride to college. So she has a lot of different schools will be chasing her because she's real smart. But she's already thinking money management. And I think gambling, honestly, people frown on it. People look down on it, which is so obnoxious. But I mean, because, you know, it's like I can imagine walking into a room and going, ooh, smokers. Ugh. Oh, God, fat people. You fat people. I mean, but people feel like they can do it with gambling. People feel like they can just comment on gamblers as like they're thinking they're in a back room with Tony Soprano and a bunch of other people around a table in a smoky room. You can gamble responsibly. We do. My wife and I gamble responsibly. We tend to gamble more when we're at a casino in Vegas. I'm not back home in Philly where there were pretty much illegal casinos all over the main line.
Man, you and I would get along so
you guys
well.
Should hang together, man.
Hey, let me ask you this. Explain the stadium blackjack.
Oh, stadium blackjack's the coolest thing in the world. They haven't started it at the MGM Resort up in
MGM guys? National Harbor. I don't know. I'm more of a poker guy. Okay. I'll have to check into that.
Okay, here's what they do. Here's what it's got. Imagine an elevated stage. Okay, now they had this. They had this at Bellagio. They had it at Bellagio. They had it at MGM Grand. And, oh, gosh, there was one other hotel that wasn't in the MGM chain that had it. Okay, imagine, but we're MGM loyalists, which is good for your show. There is a stand. Imagine an elevated stage.
Yep.
So it's elevated above the room. And there are giant monitors above it. I'm talking big flat-screen TVs above it that let you have a constant view of the dealer or the roulette wheel administrator. I don't even know what that person is called. So there's one camera on them at all times, and then there's one camera on the roulette wheel, and so one big monitor so you can look up and see it. But you also can see it at your own. Think of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and think of 6 separate spots in a semicircle that are spaced apart. So you have your own little, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire video monitor in front of you.
Yeah.
So you can constantly see the dealer in front of you up on this elevated platform, and you can see their hands and everything on the giant monitor. Or you can see that right on your individual TV screen, which probably like 25% of the screen is the dealer's hands at all time. And then you place your bets, put in your money and place your bets, put your M Life card in to get those points. and then you go on out there and you bet and you place your bets by using the monitor. And it's awesome. I loved it, and I'll tell you, I came home $250. I came home $250 ahead from four nights.
Nice.
So
take that.
I played a lot, and when I'm playing blackjack is one of the only times that anyone will get me to shut up. My wife said, be next to me on a plane, be next to me at a blackjack table. That's probably the only two places where I won't bite, you know, talk your ear off. And that was so, but it was fun because everybody had their social distance. You still had the thing of when someone gets a hit, somebody else clapping for them, somebody else cheering for them, everybody rooting for the dealer to bust. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. And I just love the fact that these corporations and these casinos, and I give MGM all the credit in the world, because we're big Bellagio folks, is finding a way to make it the experience that people are used to in a time of a global pandemic. And to me, and I had a lot of listeners giving me grief. I had listeners on the national show giving me grief. Can't believe it. You went to Florida in June for your beach vacation? I said, hell yeah, we did. I mean, like, you went to Vegas in July? Oh, how irresponsible. No, the responsible thing is that you do all the precautions they're asking you to take. You don't do anything to put anyone else at risk. And you do what you're supposed to do to try to for the common good. And we had a great time. And I'm so glad that we did. I'm so glad that we went on the trips.
Always love having you on the show because we wanted to talk about the Pac-12 and Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
But we always go off on tangents, whether it's soap operas or gambling. So it's great. It was more fun that way.
Yeah, it was. Let me just tell the Pac-12 kids, if you don't understand what income is, if you don't understand what income is, stop talking about it. Because income is one thing, but then you've got to take out expenses below it to get to the revenue. And if these Pac-12 kids, they want all athletes compensated, give me a break.
They're just dumb kids. Money. They're just dumb kids.
Really dumb.
All right.
All right, you guys are awesome.
All right, man. Thank you, John Kincaid.
Polish your rings for me.
We will. Thank you, John.
That's John Kincaid, co-host of the Buck and Kincaid Show on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Coming up next, we'll do the morning matchup, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisanos. Call us at 800-636-1067 as we play Who Am I? Do want to let people know, back by popular demand, for the second season in a row, Burke and Herbert Bank is giving baseball fans a chance to bank on the cycle. Every Wednesday game this season, Burke and Herbert Bank is giving one lucky fan $100, actually $100,000, if a Washington baseball player hits for the cycle. Who can use 100 G's, especially these days? Get details and register for your chance to win at the DC at thefandc.com/contest. Bank on the cycle with Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. If you want to play a little Who Am I? 800-636-1067 is the number. Earlier in the show, we talked to John Keim about the Washington football team and Alex Smith, who reportedly has been looking good, has not practiced because he's on the PUP list, so he can't practice with the rest of the team, although they're not even really practicing, but he's been doing some individual work and Apparently, he's been impressive. You can always go back in time with the rewind feature via radio.com and catch that interview and earlier portions of the show. Right now, we're going to play Who Am I? And we'll punch up three contestants. Should we go round robin version, or should we go the original version where I would just give a bunch of clues?
Drabby, I'll let you choose. I like the round robin version myself.
I like round robin.
All right.
Well, we got to get the wheel ready, Valdez.
Of course, you're always involved.
Can you find the wheel?
It's always got it at the ready.
And by the way, it's Keith, Rich, and Randy who are playing. Fellas, if you know the answer, say your name, and that's how you will get your guess.
John Paul Flame.
I was recently featured on the NFL's top 100 player list and finished in the top 10.
Wow. Okay, that narrows it down.
All right.
I guess no one's going to guess on that.
Drab is exasperated.
No, I got to punch him up. That's not how it's supposed to be done.
I mean, aren't you supposed to start really broad and then kind of narrow
yes.
down?
It's broad enough, 10 potential guys.
Are the boys there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Cakesy.
Oh, Flakes is in the mix here. Let's see. I play on the West Coast.
No guesses, so let's spin the wheel for clue number three.
What's the hurting list you said again?
NFL's top 100. The one where your guy finished number one.
Oh, Drabby.
All right.
John Kincaid loves this segment.
I have long hair.
Rich.
Richie. Are you in?
You get me? It's, George Kittle.
No.
That is incorrect.
My friend, you're out of the contest, so that leaves Keith and Laurel and Randy still in the mix. Spin the wheel.
Spin it.
That wheel needs a little help. Is that wheel okay?
I'm begging you not to pick me. I'm begging you.
By the way, George Kittle finished number 18 in the top 100 All right. list.
All right. It's Bish Bucks.
Bish Bucks.
All right. I attended Clemson University.
Keith.
All right, Keith.
Todd Gurley.
No, incorrect.
Todd Gurley went to Clemson.
Incorrect. He didn't go to Clemson.
He's in the top 10.
Right.
Was it Randy wins by default?
He still has to get it.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yes. Last clue. All right.
Your last clue is we've seen his hog.
Oh, we have?
And by the way, George Kittle did finish in the top 10. I was looking at the 2019 list.
Kittle was number
7. Sorry.
I thought he was 7 or 8.
You're not even the right year.
Does anybody have a guess?
I think it's
Randy. Are we talking NFL players?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. You know what? We're not giving away the prize.
This listeners, game is
10.
Been a disaster.
Listeners not on their game.
The funny thing is I got scolded because I had narrowed it down too much. And as we gave more and more clues,
JP,
they became more and more clueless.
JP, we've been doing this show for 20-plus years. You haven't learned that every game show has nothing works. It's either too difficult
right.
or it's too easy.
Yes.
And nobody's ever satisfied.
By the way, the mob is
never satisfied. And by the mob, I mean Matt and Matt.
Was the answer DeAndre Hopkins?
That was my answer, yes.
Yes, because he has long hair, plays on the West Coast. Now he's with the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, not really on the West Coast, but last time I looked, Arizona's not on the coast.
It is not.
Well, close enough. He's playing
close out enough. Close enough. We go with close enough on
the show.
The
bottom line is people were shooting for DeAndre Hopkins.
Who gave the West Coast clue?
I did.
Who were you thinking of?
Aaron Donald.
Ah.
But then he doesn't have long hair.
He doesn't have long hair.
Not, so that's the beauty of
See,
the
no
round
wonder.
Robin.
You
Who am I?
You confused everybody.
I did?
Yeah, I'm just kidding with you.
Cakes, as you said, Everybody's going to complain about the games.
Always.
So we turn to the very famous and popular Caller 10 game.
Yes.
800-636-1067. Caller 10, we will hook you up with that $25 gift card to Paisanos. Customer Appreciation Month is extended into August. Choose between pizza, salad, and sandwiches for only $7, courtesy of Paisanos.
People are trying to guess the golf course that Drabby played. He just
Has
killed it.
He nailed it?
No, not yet. And they're asking me what it is. I don't want to give it. I'm not going to give it out.
Yeah, don't just sully them.
Because I guarantee you that'll go right to social media and people will say, oh, Drabby was killing this course. No, I'm not doing that.
Jason, did you see who bought the XFL?
I did not. Did this come out?
Yeah.
They buy it for $5?
No, they bought it for $15 million.
Million.
All right, hold on.
Hold on. How's the XFL
don't look
worth?
It don't look it up.
How's it worth $15 million?
All right, give me a hint. Give me a hint.
I see who bought it.
Very famous.
Super famous.
Super famous.
All right.
Was involved in sports and then made a transition to entertainment.
Local? Not local.
No.
No.
Have we ever had this person on the show?
I don't believe so. Although
don't
we've had
so.
Many of his ilk and coworkers.
Too famous.
Gigantically famous.
I don't have a guess. I'm sorry.
Get size for Miami.
Get size for what?
Miami. The Hurricanes.
He loves this. Loves the U.
Jimmy Johnson.
And Hawaii.
No. Hey, we've had Jimmy Johnson on the show.
Jimmy Johnson is super famous.
Well, I just heard Hurricanes.
We had Jimmy Johnson on Bob the Pro years ago for about 10 seconds, but we had him
just
on.
Tell me who it is, Richie.
The Rock, Rick.
Oh, The Rock. How can he afford it?
Why would he waste $15 million on the XFL?
Right.
And you know what? It just tells me he has way too much money to burn.
He's got stupid money.
Yes.
The Titan Games bought it.
Well, his net worth is $320 million.
That's a lot. By my math, that is a lot.
Well, by my math, he's going to lose $15 million on the XFL investment. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.